السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. وزد مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دام بركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Wednesday morning. Peace may Allah Ta'ala grant you and Apa Afir. The platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم معنا سليم كريم. جزاك الله خيرا to our technician brother Junaid Khan. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 25th of Ramadan Mubarak 1446 in South Africa, Southern Africa, Mauritius, and in Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, Aqsa, Palestine. It is the 26th of Ramadan 1446. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. We thank Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for all His bounties that are recurring upon us. Today, with the grace and mercy of Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 24, Surah Nur, verses 56, 57 and 58. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ and establish the salah. So establish the salah means you yourself must be reading salat and make your subordinates, the wife, the children, the parents, everybody should be reminding one another, employer, employee. So in that way, that is iqamu salah. And read chapter 14, verse 40. رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي. Ya Allah Jalla Wala, make me of those who establish salat and my progeny also. رَبَّنَا وَتَقَبَّلْ دُعَى, and accept the supplication. وَآتُ الزَّكَاةِ, and pay the zakat. Pay it lovingly, willingly, sincerely. And remember, zakat means growth. The more zakat you pay, the more Allah will reward you in this world and in the year after. What is the primary objective of zakat? The love for Almighty Allah must increase, and the love for wealth and this world must decrease. That's the primary objective. Secondary objective, to empower the poor and needy Muslims and so forth. وَأَطِيعُ الرَّسُولِ, and be obedient to Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all times, all places, all circumstances. Not only in Ramadan in 27 night, nay, every day, every night, all times, all places. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ, so that you be enveloped and encompassed with the special mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Read, O Muslim, read, O Sa'im, O Radio Ansar International listener, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah listener, read chapter 7, verse 151. وَأَدْخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ. O Allah Jalla Wala, include us in your special, special mercy. وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ, whilst you exclusively, you the only being that is who أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ, that is the most merciful one to show mercy. Now today you see America, you see Israel, you see India, what they are doing to the Muslims and so forth. Almighty Allah warns them and always motivates us. La tahsabanna alladhina kafaru, these non-Muslim, the Jutlas and Jews and Zionists, the Hindus, the Christians and the Buddhists, there in Burma or China or whatever else religion they belong to. They should not think for a moment or a minute that what can they do? لا تحسبن الذين كفروا. These non-Muslims should not think معجزين في الأرض أي فائتين في الأرض من العقاب والعذاب, that they will escape the punishment of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. They must never think mu'jizina fil ard, that they can frustrate the plan of Allah. Hasha wa kalla, never ever. So Allah give them respite. You know in English what we say, give a thief, give a crook enough rope to hang himself. Wa ma'wahumun nar, and their resting place is Jahannam, everlasting doom and gloom. Wa la bi'sal masir, indeed what a horrible, terrible place to return to. We told you in the beginning that Saturday we started in Ramadan, and we told you that we drink Surah Noor because our mother Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha taught us, Allimu nisaakum Surah An-Nur, teach your females, your wife, daughters, sisters, children that about Surah Noor. There are so many social issues. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, ay iman walo, O you who believe, O you who attain faith. 89 different places Allah uses this phrase, always to elevate us and always to motivate us. And Allah used this word in the opposite context, for non-Muslims only once, and that also to humiliate and disgrace them. So remember, Almighty Allah said, chapter 66, verse number 7, Ya ayyuhalladhina kafaru, O you non-Muslims, Jews, Christians, Hindus, Buddhas, whatever you are, all of you who are sane and mature, La ta'tadhirul yawm, today the day of justice, you must not cite any excuses. Innama tujuzawna ma kuntum ta'malun, you will be punished according to your deeds and actions. So once only, and that is also to punish them, you see. So here Almighty Allah is teaching us. لِيَسْتَأَذِنْكُمُ الَّذِينَ مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ, those of you who have slaves. You know in those days to have slaves was very common. You read the Bible, the Gospel, the Injil, you will find about Nabi Dawood alayhi salam, Nabi Suleiman alayhi salam, King David, King Solomon, 100 slaves, 1,000 slaves, and it was common. Islam regulated it, and Islam said you must free them all. Just juxtapose this with what is happening in Guantanamo Bay for the past 20 years and more. What is happening in the past 80 years plus minus in Israel, the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, what Hitler's children are doing so to our Palestinians. So that is the worst thing. You Muslim, never forget Abu Ghraib. That is the tragedy of Muslim today. They don't even know what is Abu Ghraib, majority of them. Where the Americans tortured our people in the hellhole in Baghdad and Iraq. Don't forget what the Americans and the coalition did in Afghanistan, in Bagram. Don't forget what they doing now there in Gitmo and Guantanamo Bay. What their illegitimate child, the big B Harami Israel is doing to Palestine. You see that? So they should be the last ones to talk about, you understand, slavery. So, وَالَّذِينَ لَمْ يَبْلُغُوا الْحُلُمَ مِنْكُمْ, and those who have not yet attained the age of puberty from you, they 5, 6, 7, 8 years old, so the slaves, male, female, they come in and out, they are working, and the houses and the children are running around. So these three times, they must seek permission. They can't just come into the rooms and so forth. Salat amarat. Which indeed are these three times? Almighty Allah highlights it. Min qabli salat il fajri, before fajr salat, this time here. So now our time for fajr here is 5:15, 5:20, 5:30. So this time, yeah, 4:30, 4:45, they can't just come inside and without the seeking permission. We have to teach them the adab and the etiquettes. وَحِينَ تَذَعُونَ ثِيَابَكُمْ مِنَ الظَّهِيرَ, and when you are removing your clothes, zuhur time, zahira, this intense heat. You know, if you go to Portugal, you go to Spain, you go to Mozambique, till today, so they have siesta. So they have afternoon nap, power nap. Me, I'm sleeping for more than 50 years now. From 74, the time I went to Karachi, till now, I must sleep in the afternoon. Half an hour, 1 hour, 1.5 hour, depending how my schedule is. Why? Then I can function properly at night. So you're removing your clothes, you're going to rest, it's siesta time. So Qaylula, so it is a sunnah of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they can't come barging then. وَمِنْ بَعْدِ صَلَاتِ الْإِشَاءِ 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night, so they can't come in. So Almighty Allah is speaking about the three salats here. These are times of what? صَلَاتُ أَوْرَاتِ لَكُمْ. These are times that of seclusion. You want to be alone, or you are with your spouse, and you, if they come in, they can catch you and see you in a compromising situation and position. So Islam brought about the adab, the etiquettes. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّمَا جُعِلَ الْإِسْتِئْذَانُ لِأَجْلِ الْبَصَرِ. Why is Islam so strict on seeking permission? So that the eyes do not see that which they're not supposed to see. And your mother-in-laws, some of you like to poke your nose in your daughter-in-law's room and all that without permission, absolutely haram. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, those people who come and they pry in your room and so forth, you must take that sharp object and poke it in their eyes. You see? So that is Islam. You got no right to invade somebody else's privacy, mother-in-law or daughter-in-law. You can't go there and see what mother-in-law is cooking up and so forth. You see? So it works both ways. Laysa alaykum wala alayhim. And then there is no sin upon you or upon them, that is the children or slaves. Junahum ba'dahun. There's no sin beside these times. They come in and out, in and out. Why? Tawafuna alaykum ba'dukum ala ba'd. Let me give you the example of this word. You see, they asked Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about cats and kittens. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, innaha laysat binajisin. It's not napak, it's not impure. They jump around from this sofa to that sofa. They jump on your bed and so forth. So everything is park, as long as they don't urinate, defecate, what have you. So remember, everything is clean. So remember, right? So they, why? فَإِنَّمَا يَمِنَ التَّوَّافِينَ عَلَيْكُمَ التَّوَّافَاتِ. They're making tawaf. They're just jumping around and roaming around. So that is tawaf. Therefore, you go around the Baytullah. The cube there in Makkah is called tawaf, you see. People going round and round. When your clothes are dirty, or Tom, Dick and Mary, you place it in a washing machine. And then it goes round and round and comes out white and pure and clean. So the Muslim goes round and round, 3 million. Today, tonight will be 27 nights there in Makkah, Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara. 3 million plus people in Makkah. 1 million plus people there in Medina. And it's jam-packed, remember that. But that is the khubi, that is the beauty of the Haramain Sharifain. Tawafuna alaykum ba'dukum ala ba'd. They will come in there, in and out, roaming around. So therefore, there's no sin upon you. Kadhalika yubayyinu Allahu lakum al-ayat. Similarly, Almighty Allah explains in detail. Bayan, to explain. Yubayyinu Allah, to explain in detail. Allah explained to you in detail the verses. Wallahu alimun hakeem. And Almighty Allah, Allah Jalla Wala is all knowing and all wise. Everything has wisdom. Me and you, with our puny little brains, we cannot fathom and comprehend things. So that is our problem, not Islam's problem, because we have puny little brains, you know. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 25th of Ramadan, 1446. So let's give you the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, globally, internationally. Civil war is coming towards Israel very soon, and that is Ehud Barak. You see that? So that is Olmert said so, not Ulmer. Olmert said so. He went to jail. So Olmert, he was eating omelette there, the harami, a whole lot of haramis. So that is what Olmert said. Ben Gvir, you see, Minister of Security, the master, and harami, the biggest terrorist. So remember that he tortures every Palestinian he can find. And Ba was the guy of Shin Bet, the intelligence, they came to blows yesterday. Israel, remember, is trying to just cover up the story. And they are. That's exactly what Quran said. Chapter 59, verse 14. Ba'asuhum bainahum shadeed. The war among themselves is severe. Tahsabuhum jami'an wa qulubuhum shatta. You think that they are united, but their hearts are fragmented. The Jutlas, the Jews, are a cursed nation. The scum of the earth. They are the swines and the pigs on this earth. That is what the Quran teaches us. So remember that. So Almighty Allah states, chapter 59, verse 14, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمُ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. They are a nation who got no brains. You can see that. So what happens? Trump is trumpeting away. Allah has disgraced him locally, nationally, internationally. U.S. consumer confidence has plunged to a four-year low. So people got no confidence in Trump and his administration. Some Jutlas are going to jail. They say, we not going to Gaza. You put us in jail. You see? So they are there. They fed up now. 15,000 dispatched to Jahannam, to hellfire. 100,000 injured. Others gone half mad. They're going through psycho treatment and so forth. Three in this past week now, 300 children martyred in Gaza. By these Zionists, by these Jews, by these American weapons, by these Westerners, by these whiteys, and you come and tell me white is right and the West is the best. They are war criminals, murdering babies and children, the haramis, killing 1,000 people plus minus. That is what they did. All this will be recorded in history, and we will put up museums throughout the world to highlight the crimes of America and the Zionist apartheid terrorist murderous regime, the scum of the earth. Our second enemy are the Hindus. Quran said so. وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا الْيَهُودُ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Chapter 5, verse 82. The last verse of the six Jews. And what are the Hindus? What is Modi and team doing? You Muslims, you fast asleep. خَابِ غَفْلَتْ مَنْ. You came from India. You came from Palanpur, Saharanpur, Dawelpur, Kolwatpur, but you know nothing what's happening there. And now the Indian regime, the apartheid regime, rather call them the terrorist regime of Modi, they are plundering the waqf. Our forefathers said, this land is for the madrasa, is for the mosque, and it is for Musafir Khana, for the travelers. It goes into billions of dollars. You heard what I said? Billions of dollars, and Modi and his thugs, remember, they are plundering. They just come and steal and occupy. They're learning from Israel. What you worry about these Muslims? They can't do anything. They are weak. They got no power. And that is what they do. That's what's happening currently in India by the Hindus. We must call them the thugs. Call them the terrorists. Vance and his wife. His wife is a Hindu. He is the vice president. I don't know how many vices he's involved in. So Vance and his wife. First, his wife's supposed to go alone. Now he decided he's going. This Friday, Vance and his wife, Hindu wife, they're going to visit Greenland this Friday. They say, we want to just check it out. The prime minister of Greenland said, this is being aggressive against us, you see. So Trump wants to steal that. He wants to steal Canada. He wants to steal Gaza. We say, Hamas say, come. We will show you Americans. We will show you Jutlas. We will show you Egyptian, Jordanian, Saudis, and Emiratis. The ruler of Emirates, MBZ, Murtad bin Zindiq, he is trying to bribe up Egypt. Tell them, allow the Palestinians to settle here and we will invest billions. He's the same harami murtad that what he did, he tried to bribe up the South African government. Withdraw your case against Israel in the ICJ. They're Muslim, these people. Pakka Murtad. Anybody wants to know about MBS, then he rejects hadith. He rejects majority of the hadith, saying of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you want it? It's in Arabic, the interview. Just write me. I don't like long stories. Please keep it short and sweet. Just write MBS or just write Murtad and then I'll send it to you. It's in Arabic, remember. And you Salafis who are bootlicking them, who are licking them in front and at back, don't you have any shame that this Murtad rejects the words of Nabi alayhi salam and you take money from them and the embassy of the Saudis, the Najdis, who Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam refused to make dua for. Have some shame, man. You see, Trump, now, that guy, the golf guy, you see, that he is, what's the golf guy there? So, the stick, so that African guy, you must remember, so he play golf. So he's busy with Trump's daughter-in-law, you see, ex-daughter-in-law, and so forth there. So now you must remember the Tiger Woods. So there, so he's the tiger. So the tiger is busy with the lion. So Trump is wondering what the hell is going on. That is Chutla's son-in-law, Kushner. He thinks because he's Trump's son-in-law, he can build a hotel and resort. So he went to Serbia. The people nearly circumcised him there. You must remember that. So that is the harami. So you can't build a hotel here. You can't build Raviria in Gaza. We will circumcise you again, you Chutla. U.S. security leaks, everything leaked there to Goldsmith, Goldfield, whatever the hell his name is, the editor-in-chief of the Atlanta, and now America humiliated, remember that, there's such a security breach, that what they're going to do in Yemen and so forth. So Mike Waltz, he takes full responsibility, and that is how the Trump regime humiliated globally. Yemen, the Houthis say we're waiting. They brought down the American plane. They brought down the American ship. They brought down so many things. But the Zionist apartheid Nazi media will not tell you about it. We support Hamas. We support Houthis. We support Iran when they harm Israel. And the Hormuz, if you know the Hormuz Strait, you must remember that. So there, 40% of the world oil goes through there. And if these guys talk nonsense, they close it there. And they in charge of that. So therefore, Iran is holding many Trump cards. Iran, our enemy, but on this score, yeah, remember, we will support them against Israel. A Pakistani delegation, they went to Israel. Can you believe that? And this is not the first time, not second time, third time they went. A secret, clandestine trip to Israel. Let's start looking at the feasibility study of normalizing ties. You see, Pakistan is the only Muslim country that is nuclear. So therefore, they want to neutralize them. Have some brains, Muslims. You are fast asleep. In Turkey, 1,400 people arrested already. There's big problems there. They're demanding early elections. MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan, rejects hadith. You want to read the article? And it's an interview in Arabic. So you just send me a WhatsApp message, 071-888-1184. And gladly we will send it. I told you 100% is Murtad. 17 million meals have thus far been distributed for iftar when we break our fast there in Makkah, Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara. You, the brothers, sisters in Mauritius, your airlines is in big trouble. They say Air Mauritius is in Sakarat. I traveled on Air Mauritius. It was thick, yeah. Nothing to write to your mother-in-law about, you understand? Mediocre alcohol, 50%, 40%. South Africa, you get 30% also, you pass. So anyway, so they are on the verge of closing down unless there's some rescue and all that. But things look very bad for them. So tonight is 27th night there in the Haramain Sharifain, Aqsa, 80% of the world. And remember that wherever you are, stay away from all vices. People say, what must we do? What must we read? The best thing you must do, stay away from all vices. That is the biggest ibadat. Stay away from your TV. Stay away from your cell phone and cell phone. Stay away from all the nonsensical talks. Every day I get messages. I overslept. I must sehri. I must this. How you can every day be missing and all these type of things here? It's reckless and careless and irresponsible. Local news, South Africa. You see, there are thousands or hundreds of people in jail, but they are paupers. They can't even pay bail of 500 rand, 1,000 rand. So ANC government says that the taxpayer must pay the bail for minor offences. Why you ministers don't pay? You bunch of good for nothing, incompetent, getting fed there and destroying South Africa. Why the hell you don't pay? Aren't we paying enough taxes? You're a disgrace, man. Whole lot of you in the GNU, you should hang your faces in shame, man. You're a whole lot disgrace, remember. Take it from me. The rand is doing well. It was gone to 1923. Now it's hovering around 18 rand. So it seems Trump is trumpeting away, but the rand is performing quite well. America has chosen. South Africa hasn't chosen as yet. America has chosen an ambassador. He is BB, Brent Bozell. Brent Bozell, Pakka Harami, 100% supporter of Israel, will be the new ambassador of America to South Africa. Our Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma laka shukru kullu, wa laka alhamdu kullu. Last night I completed my Quran Sharif. So just me and my popi, we made dua, you see that. So Allah Kabul, Allah Kabul. Today we're leaving for Eastern Transvaal. We used to call it Eastern Transvaal, Pumalanga. So our program today in Nelspruit, all other programs will continue as normal. So there, Masjid al-Furqan, half an hour before Maghrib, inshallah, there'll be a program in Masjid al-Furqan. And then after Taraweeh Salat also tonight in Nelspruit, the program will be there. Barakallahu feekum. Junaid Mota, tomorrow you phone me there in Nelspruit, Kruger Park, you know, next to them. Barakallahu feek. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.